is Friday, February 9th, and this is The Recency Bias. I'm Zach Vanoss, Managing Editor of RabbitHabs.com, along with you here on this morning after mini-podcast, brought to you by RabbitHabs.com and the Montreal Bias Podcast. Good to have had you download or subscribe, etc., to the podcast feed. Apologies for not getting an episode of The Recency Bias up after the Habs won on Super Bowl Sunday afternoon. I properly recorded one, and then some people showed up at my house with a snack stadium. Thanks to my friend Katie for bringing the snack stadium, but it turned into too much excitement and a distraction, and I forgot that you not only have to record and produce the podcast, but you have to post it. And by the time I realized my mistake, it had been a couple days and nobody wanted to hear from me. So, back in the saddle on this Friday morning following a Montreal Canadiens 5-3 loss in the city of brotherly love. A great day to be in Philadelphia, although not for the Canadiens, and all you want is to get to practice and to get to the game and get out of there, but obviously, Super Bowl parade happening, celebrating the Philadelphia Eagles' Super Bowl victory led to a fairly small crowd on hand at the Wells Fargo Center on Thursday night. Still going to be a challenge for the Canadiens. Going into it, they were 8-15-1 on the road this season. A very bad road record, carrying a 1-7-0 road record through their last eight games. Into this one, obviously, a 5-3 loss means they fell to 1-8-0 over their last nine. 8-16-1 on the season on the road. Real struggles for the Canadiens when they're outside the Bell Center. Not that things are all that much better in the Bell Center this season. Kind of an even match across the score sheet. Philadelphia outshooting the Habs 28-27. Your goal scorers in this one were Arturi Lehkonen, his fifth of the year. Logan Shaw gets his fourth of the season. And Brendan Gallagher. Thank God we have Brendan Gallagher. Brendan Gallagher picking up number 19 on the year. Those are your three Canadiens goals. The Habs go 1-for-3 on the power play. And the last time they won in Philly, here's one for you. April of 2010 was the last time the Montreal Canadiens won in the city of Philadelphia. Flyers, they're in the mix of it. 25-19-9 on the season. Puts them fourth in the Met and in a wild card spot. So the Flyers kind of in the mid-range, but looking like they'll probably make the playoffs in the East this year. First period, kind of a snooze fest. Not a lot happening. All the energy sapped out by the parade earlier in the day. But it didn't take long in the second. Philly goes up 1-0, less than a minute in the second. Konechny scores. But Lehkonen was woken with a shorty. It's his third goal in two games. But hey, this is a Montreal Canadiens lead was very short-lived, 28 seconds, and then a power play goal by the Flyers puts him back up 2-1. But before out of the period, Logan Shaw with his fourth line getting it, and we're all tied at 2-2. But right at the end, right after Logan Shaw gets that even goal, Plex picks up his third penalty on the day. Two periods in, and he's got three penalties called against him. Puts Philly on their third power play. All Thomas Plekanec's fault. I don't know if it's because he's old and is missing a step these days and can't keep up. Man, you can't get caught for that many. A rookie would get his ass nailed to the bench. Alex Galchenyuk would get his ass nailed to the bench for taking three penalties like that in the first 40 minutes of play. Well, around the third, it comes back to haunt Plex and the Habs 27 seconds in. Voracek scores. And then it's Konechny again. Minute 28 in the third. Suddenly, Canadiens down 4-2. That fourth goal by the Flyers. Kind of on Carey Price. He made some incredible saves right off the bat. Really good saves in the first. Overall, I think he looked decent on the night, but probably should have had that one on Konechny, his second of the night. Price did say after the game when asked what was the difference, he said Claude Giroux. So there you go. Gallagher, he'd get his third because he's going to get his, or rather he got his in the third because he's going to get his 19th, as I mentioned, of the season. Provorov adds a real nice empty netter from long distance. It's 5-3. And that's all that she wrote. Canadians now 22-26-6 on the season. I put some 6 in the Atlantic, 14th in the East, and 27th overall in the NHL. They remain 3 points up on the Ottawa Senators, and they've played one more game than the Sens. So falling behind the Senators remains a possibility, especially considering the Ottawa Senators did the Canadians a favor of beating the Nashville Predators 4-3 in OT last night. PK Subban with a couple goals in that one. He looks like he's on his way to a Norris Trophy win. The Sabres, they beat the New York Islanders 4-3. Flames edged the Devils 3-2. Coyotes overtime against the Wild. Saw Arizona win that one 4-3. Lightning beat up on the Canucks 5-2. Canucks, another one of those teams. The Habs need to stay behind. Blues all over the Avalanche 6-1. Stars double up on the Blackhawks 4-2. And everyone's favorite team, the Vegas Golden Knights, with another big win, 5-3 winners over the San Jose Sharks. Those are all your scores and action from around the rest of the NHL. On Thursday night, Canadians lose again on the road in the city of brotherly love. That's your headline. Find me if you want to see what that snack stadium that caused me not to post the recency bias last Sunday was. You can see pictures of it on my Twitter feed, at Zach Drops Tweets, and at Zach ZACH, at the Montreal Bias, for a bunch of great stuff, obviously, all podcast related, and at Rabbit Habs in general. Hey, check out the Rabbit Habs account or go to rabbithabs.com to check out the letter written in the tradition of the New York Rangers, having written a letter to their fans yesterday announcing a rebuild. RabbitHabs.com got our hands on a letter from Jeff Molson and Marc Bergevin telling Montreal Canadiens fans what they can look forward to. Find all that at RabbitHabs.com, as well as a forum this week where we're talking about not firing Marc Bergevin. What? Yes. And an exercise in adapting to reality, perhaps. Asked our contributors, consider for a second, make the argument, defend the idea of keeping Marc Bergevin on as general manager. So some good thoughts and insight on that one. Of course, you can always find Ian Boisvert's awesome recaps on rabbithabs.com soon after the game's finish. You don't have to wait all the way till next morning like you do for this mini podcast. And also well worth following at Rabbit Habs on Twitter for Ian's thoughts in-game. I took over for a couple games, the two games on Super Bowl weekend on the Rabbit Habs account, but Ian's just got that finessed much better. And he's back on that, so you don't need to worry about me ruining things. All right, that'll do us on this Friday. Back, when the hell are we back? Hey, the Habs play again against PK Subban, who's here on Saturday night. And by here, I mean Montreal, which is not where I am. I'm back in Toronto. No more Saskatoon, no more Winnipeg, no more Regina. Back in the T-Dot, but PK Subban back in the MTL on Saturday night, coming off a two-goal game. He's feeling good. Till then, take care.